RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
So, Darren Frehill, is it coming home?
I think so, Gavin. I think so. England and Ukraine have booked their places in the quarterfinals at the Euros. England beating Germany 2-0 at Wembley. Ukraine overcame Sweden 2-1 thanks to a dramatic winner in extra time, injury time. So much drama this week, and it doesn't look like it's letting up just yet. England, though, with a brilliant performance against Germany and beating them in tournament football for the first time in 55 years. So I definitely think it's written in the stars for them. These sides will play in the semi-final, play for a semi-final place when they meet in Rome at the weekend. Raheem Sterling and Harry Kane on target. The goals coming in the final 15 minutes of the match. Relief for Kane, who scored his first goal at these finals.
Amazing afternoon for us. Obviously a lot of pressure, a lot of build up to this game. We had a long time to wait. So yeah, to perform and win 2-0, another clean sheet, we will enjoy it. But of course, we'll be looking to get another result on Saturday and hopefully be back here.
Does it feel like a weight's been removed? Did you feel it was going to come?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said as a striker, just be ready for the next one. Whenever it comes, it might be 3 games, might be 5 games, it might be in the next game I'll get another one. It's just part and parcel of the job, you know, and I've always backed myself to take chances when they come. I want to be helping the team as much as possible, so it's nice to do that today.
So, can they win it? We'll ask that of Ray Houghton a little bit later on in the programme. Great night for Mark English. He has qualified for a second successive Olympic Games. He did it in some brilliant style, breaking a 26-year-old Irish 800-metre record at an event in Barcelona. He ran a time of 144.70 seconds just hours before the Tokyo deadline. He was cutting it pretty tight. David Matthews had that record before him. It stood since 1995. Incredible stuff. Elsewhere, extra time required last night in the Bord Gáis Energy Under 20 Hurling Championship as Laois beat Westmeath 433-427. You add all those up, it's 68 scores in one game. Some game there last night. Also wins last night for Antrim and Kildare were 1 point winners against Carlow. Serena Williams is out of Wimbledon, forced to retire yesterday with an ankle injury. Now in golf, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open gets underway on Thursday at Mount Juliet. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Padraig Harrington and Graham McDowell all in the field, and you can follow the action on RTÉ Television. Greg Allen will keep us up to date throughout the week here on Radio 1. Greg has been talking to Rory McIlroy, who is hoping to take some of his US Open form into this event.
I felt in control of my game on Sunday, and there's been some times where I haven't felt completely in control of what I've been doing out there, especially when it's a pretty high-pressure situation like the final round of a major. So that was very encouraging. You know, I came off the course obviously disappointed with the way I finished, but very encouraged by just sort of how I felt out there. So I tried to spend as much time as possible with the family last week before coming here, so didn't practice that much. But you know, I don't think it's going to leave me in a week. And you know, I hit a few balls and played 9 holes today, and it feels pretty good.
About 4 months or more into the Pete Cowan changes, you know, Pete from back when you were a boy, you know, so you do know that it's a very familiar type of person doing something somewhat different. How much closer are you to being so free with your swing that you can play with that freedom that we've seen from you before?
It's very close. First time in a while where I've had, you know, the same consistent two or three swing thoughts for like a while. Felt for the last year or so it's sort of been try something for a few weeks, go away from it, try something elsewhere. It's nice to have some consistency in the thought process that you're going through. Yeah, at the start it took a while. Even at Quail Hollow probably didn't feel quite as, you know, as good as it does now, but just every week it's just started to feel a little more comfortable.
And finally, Mark Cavendish won yesterday stage 4 of the Tour de France.